They used to come along with the tractor and lift it to a certain extent, but not enough, so we had to cut the root off. So we used to chop it with this little thing.
Trim it up, put it
lay
in.
Lay it. They used to be laid, then they used to be trimmed, then they used to be boxed, and we used to earn £3 a day. That was a lot of money.
And that's what you had to do?
Yeah. Oh, I've done it, yeah. So Sheila. Yeah. And lug them. Yeah, lug them boxes on them trailers when they come round.
It was hard work when we were young.
And that would be the finished article then, would it be off to the food shop?
Well, off to where
they used to go into the factory then to be pre-packed, washed and pre-packed. That's Mr. Shropshire.
How strict was it? Were you able to, to have a bag of spuds, or were you able to take some of the celery home?
We always
had
something. Yes. We always had something. Or did you have to sort of put it aside?
Would you like to know how we actually did?
Yes,
onions. We worked for a farmer one year, and he was so mean, and he didn't want us to have any onions, and we always had big wellies, and so we wanted some onions desperate one day, so we stuck some onions to the wellies.
Yeah.
So we still got our food. Not many, but I'm being honest now.
When we were potatoing and carrying, we always managed to put through in our doggy bags. What we call our doggy bags.
Not overload, so.
No, just enough for meal. We used to take home and carrots. Yeah.
We weren't greedy.
Did the farmer allow that?
Yes.
He didn't have much choice.
Never got bad backs.
No.
So you're saying that your husband and your husband used to work the land, and your dad used to work the land. I don't know.
And my dad, no, because I didn't come from here. I came from over, I did.
Oh, right, okay.
My dad, he used to cycle all to St Neots and work in different brick factories and things like that, you know. And at the end of his working life, he worked at a tyre factory at Swaversey, Barwells.
Right, okay.
So until I came to Chatteris, till I got married, I didn't know what this sort of land work was like. My dad used to have an allotment and grow flowers, and we used to have to go up in the allotment early morning and cut the flowers, and he'd take them to the station, you know, to be sent off and that, but nothing as hard as this.
Was it a shock?
It was a shock.
It sounds like
it. It was a shock. A big shock.
But it wasn't for me. My grandfather was a farmer.
Right, that's what I was going to ask. So you've got probably generations of land
work. My husband worked on a farm when I first knew him. My first husband did. I mean, I suppose Colin did. Colin used to work on his father's small holding, so, and that, he did farm work, didn't he?
Yeah.
Neighbouring and horses and what have you, till he got old enough to drive a lorry, and then he drove a lorry. But, you know, I mean, he's ended up a lorry driver, so their husband ended up a lorry driver.
Right.
Towards the end, yeah.
Towards the end, they had enough of what they call slogging on the land. They went driving lorries, taking the carrots to market. You've done that as well, haven't we?
Yeah. I've been on top of Covent Garden chucking up the carrot bags.
So was
watching them go round in the big limousines,
So your grandfather's...
My grandfather, Mr. Day, from Stuntney.
Stuntney, right, okay.
If you know that area.
Well, I know where Stuntney is,
Yes, well, you know where the little church is at the top of the hill. You come this way towards you coming to Ely, and it's not the first road, it's the second road. My grandfather used to own all that land. That used to be my granddad's. He sold it to Greens for Soham. One of my uncles used to work for, I've got it down here somewhere, Mr. Allpress, Ambrose, I mean, right at the top, where the horses are in the fields. One of my uncles used to be the, Uncle Joe was the horsekeeper there for Mr. Ambrose. And to this day, and always, there'll be horses in that field at the top. My uncle's written this at the top of the in Stuntney, because that's how that was left in Mr. Cole Ambrose's will. My grandfather used to, they lived on partridges and pheasants and hares and sparrow pies, cows, pigs, chickens and ducks. That's what they had in their farmyard. Grandad used to kill the pigs, and they used to salt the meat, and that's how they lived. And the cows, they had cows, and they had one cow that had seven babies 7 years on the run, right? And that's called May. My uncle made me roll this down. They used to have there's an engine go to do my granddad's corn, and it used to take a ton of coal every year. My granddad used to get a ton of coal in, because he had harder winters than the days, but better summers. That was in the 1940s, when my grandfather packed up farming. He said life was hard but happy. And also when my mum's brothers and my mum's two brothers, they used to have catapults and air guns, and they were there to carry them and shoot all these things to live at 10, 11 years old. Right?
Right. Yeah,
so my granddad was Mr. Day. And actually, I cannot find, because I've got a book about it all, of this, and I cannot find it. Sheila and Emma read it, haven't you?
It's a good book.
It's absolutely brilliant. It tells you where... Yeah, it's been written by one of my great uncles, and it tells you all about. I can take it down the road.
How
I can show you
how
they lived and all. As soon as I find it, I'll pop it in.
Please.
Yeah. It's brilliant. It was wrote by Mr. Dick Joyce and Mr. Tom. Was it Tom Negus? No, Tom Day. I'm thinking my mum's dad's side. Tom Day, right? And it was from just outside of Ely. My grandfather used to have a barge. He used to take all his sugar beet on the barge, and he used to have a little old dog that used to run about 2 miles to collect the tickets for the Ely beet factory. Granddad used to say to the little old dog, go and fetch the tickets off mother. And they used to run. And there used to be a little tiny bridge over that river years ago. And the ironic part of it is my uncle and auntie are very rich people. They bought some property in Ely, and it was an old, all down Four Hill at Ely. They owned all the left-hand side of that. They bought all that. And in the one of the lofts of one of those properties that they bought, they found four oil pictures of the stretch of river, Ely River, with the little bridge. And one was done in the daylight and one is done in the dusk. And for years my mum had it in her house until she died, and then it was took back to Soham, to Mr. Days in Soham. You know Turner's Transport?
I've seen these.
Yeah, that's my cousin. And that's his father that I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a small world, isn't
it?
You know?
Yes.
So
This barge, Daphne, you're talking about, when that went, that was from Ely to just along...
To which beach?
No, there used to be a factory. The river is here. This is the railway station at Ely, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Ely here. You go under the bridge, don't you? And along here. And the river's here. Goes...
Does that come up to the beet factory?
That's where my granddad's barge used to be. His boat used to be along there, moored along there. And he used to take it all away to the beet factory up here.
Right.
Well, it was on the left-hand side of the river, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The beet factory. And my uncle used to work in there for the rivers, because my uncles used to look after the rivers.
Yeah. Do you know if the barge is still around?
No.
It's gone?
Yeah. It's all gone. Yeah. It's a shame. Because I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
You know, but Grandad used to punt himself all the way up there. Big old stick the other days, and there used to be reed warblers, there used to be otters, there used to be everything in the bits of water. My grandfather used to go eel catching. They never used to have to buy a lot of food, because Gran used to make her own bread, make her own butter, make her own cream from the cows, eat off the land, as they used to say. Everything, hares, pheasants, partridges, ducks, whatever.
It was all in abundance.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was so much wildlife.
Yeah.
Weren't there?
Yeah.
Had no money, did they? So
had no money.
They had to live off something.
Right. But it's like my uncle said, life was hard but happy.
Yeah.
He said catapults and air guns we had.
That's it.
We used to go as little old boys and run and say, oh mother, we've catapulted something down and take it in and granny cook, you know?
Did you as youngsters ever get out of Chatteris much when, you know, or was you sort of like confined into Chatteris?
I was going to say, that's sort of something that I was going to talk about. Did you used to go on, is it Sharabangs, is it?
Yeah.
And things like that. Did they used to organise? Do you know what I mean by that?
No, the only bus trips we got as children, I don't know about you, Sheila, but the only bus trip I used to get was